This audio presentation covers the exercises in Lesson 7 of your textbook. Please go to page 58, where Mr. Ayers lists some of the most important bases we'll study in this section of the class. The effort you expend memorizing these will be well worth it, considering how often you'll see these bases in English derivatives. The first base, anim, is tied to two different Latin words. One, animus, meaning mind or feeling, basically the driving force that makes your brain work. The other, anima, means breath or life, the living force inside you. Lose your anima, you die. Lose your animus, and you only pass out. These two words lost their distinction when they entered English in Latin-based derivatives, resulting in two groups of words with different meanings. Some connote life, animal, animate, reanimate. These come from anima, meaning life, and they constitute the majority of derivatives. Others connote some sort of mental process, often hostility or anger. Animus, animosity, animadversion, meaning harsh criticism. These come from animus, meaning mind. Note that the next base, an, A-N-N, or N-U, A-N-N-U, has a vowel-gradated form, any, E-N-N-I, used when a prefix or another base is attached to the front of the word. For example, quadrennial. Can you figure out what quadrennial means? That's right. Happening every 4 years, like U.S. presidential elections. The base bene, B-E-N-N-E, opens up an issue we need to address, that some adjectives in their base forms can appear in different degrees. Degree is the technical term for what adjectives do when they increase in intensity, moving from positive to comparative to superlative. For instance, big, bigger, biggest. Big is the positive degree, bigger the comparative, and biggest the superlative. Some adjectives, for the most part very common ones, which are thus more likely to produce derivatives, have irregular degree forms, such as the English triad, good, better, best. The Latin forms of the same adjectives are just as irregular as their counterparts in English. The Latin base for good or well is bon, B-O-N, or bene, B-E-N-E. Its comparative counterpart, better, in Latin is mel, M-E-L, or melior, M-E-L-I-O-R. This base gives us words like ameliorate, which means to make something better. Please add mel or melior to your list of bases to memorize. The Latin base which represents the superlative degree form best is optim, O-P-T-I-M. You'll find that later down the list of bases on this page. You should learn these three bases together as a group, bon or ben, mel or melior, and optim, because, different as they look, they actually belong to one adjective base system. Further down this list of bases, there's another adjective which has irregular degree forms, magna, M-A-G-N, meaning great or large. Its comparative greater is in Latin major, M-A-J-O-R, sometimes majus, M-A-J-U-S, or just mage, M-A-J. From which we get words like major, majesty, and majuscule, a term for capital letters. The Latin superlative of this adjective is maxim, M-A-X-I-M. It means greatest, and gives us words like maxim, maximum, and maximize. Please learn all these forms, magna, major, and its variants, and maxim. Another example of an adjective with irregular degrees is mal, M-A-L, also male, M-A-L-E, meaning bad. Just like our adjective triad, which goes bad, worse, worst, I think we can all agree that's fairly irregular. The Latin equivalent goes mal or male, pejor, P-E-J-O-R, meaning worse, and pessim, P-E-S-S-I-M, meaning worst. Pessim gives us words like pessimist and pessimistic. Pejor, words like pejorative, a term for harsh or negative language. Please commit all these to memory, too. And here's one more example of irregular degrees. The Latin base mult, M-U-L-T, meaning many, and its multiple derivatives. Its comparative, plus, P-L-U-S, also plur, P-L-U-R, meaning more. From this we get words like plus, plural, and the motto, a pluribus unum, literally, from more, one, that is, from a plurality we have built, a singularity. And finally, the superlative plurim, P-L-U-R-I-M, meaning most. For some reason, however, plurim rendered no significant English derivatives, so you don't have to learn it. But please do add plus and plur, meaning more, the comparative of mult, to the basis on this list you are memorizing. Returning now to the point on this list where we left off, please go back up to cur, C-U-R, meaning cure or care, and note that it's identical in form to one of the variants of the base that means run. We studied that run base in Lesson 5. So if you see the base cur in a word, you'll just have to guess from context whether it means care or run. Know that if you guess wrong, I won't take points off. Anytime you follow the rules here, whether or not you end up with the right answer, by doing what you should do, you will always win full credit. The process of etymologizing words properly is what you're learning here, and 99 times out of 100, it will lead you to the right answer. If for some reason it doesn't, that's not your fault. Following the rules is what this class is about, not how well you guess. Fair? So, look at the cur word carefully and see if there's a natural running sense to it, current, as in running water, or cursive, as in a running or quick form of handwriting. If so, the base is probably the run variant of cur. The converse applies to words that have a caring or curing sense, like curative or accurate, literally handled carefully. The next bases I want to call to your attention are fer, F-E-R, and lat, L-A-T, both meaning bear or carry. Much as these two bases look different, they come from the same Latin verb, one verb composed of two different bases, like our verb go, the past tense of which, went, once belonged to another verb, wend, now used only in phrases like to wend one's way home. The combination of fer and lat inside one base system shows how English derivatives like refer and relate are actually more closely related than they look. Both mean at heart bear back. Sometimes when one of these variants is used, it's hard to see what a word means, such as oblation, O-B-L-A-T-I-O-N. But if you substitute the other variant, the meaning often comes into focus. Take the lat out of oblation and replace it with fur, and add a little assimilation, the B in O-B will change to F in front of fur, and oblat turns into offer. Oblations are offerings. So if you are stumped by some word with fur or lat in it, try the trick of replacing the base with its counterpart and see if you don't get an easier word to define. Finally, the last base on this list, plic, plex, ply, is in fact a conflation of two different Latin verbs. One means entwine or weave and gives us words like complicate and implicate. And the other means fold and gives us derivatives such as implicit, complex, imply, and multiply. But the two bases looked so alike that in later Latin they became confused. So Mr. Ayres is right to combine them and call them one base. I say this only to explain why fold and interweave, which are really not the same processes at all, are all tangled up here in one base. And that's it. Please give these bases some time in your mental memorization cooker. You'll see them quite often. Happy etymologizing.